for WEKU. I'm Charles Compton. A familiar face will welcome people visiting the Singletary Center at the University of Kentucky after this weekend. George Zach, longtime conductor of the symphony, will have his portrait on display there as he is honored for his contribution to the arts in Central Kentucky. Here to talk more about George Zach and this weekend's events is Rich Copley, an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, it's kind of a dumb question, but why is George Zach being honored?
Well, the idea for this started at the time he was retiring back in 2008, and this plaque was commissioned by the Lexington Philharmonic Guild, which is a support organization for the Philharmonic, and it's going to be installed in the Singletary Center on the corridor between the recital hall and the concert hall, so people will see it when they're coming in to go to Philharmonic concerts.
And, of course, a big Philharmonic concert tonight. There's an interesting concept here. Essentially, it's called the Human Spirit Concert, and in some ways it sounds like audiences are going to be treated to music that was composed during, hopefully to provide, I guess, some comfort during these troubled times.
Scott Terrell, the George Zach successor, of course, at the Philharmonic, said this is the concert he's had circled on his calendar because it's great works of music that really assert the power of the orchestra to convey human emotion. And as you said, quite a number of the, or most of the works here were composed in troubled times and have been used in troubled times. Like it will open with Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, which was heard at, in ceremonies honoring President Kennedy when he was assassinated more recently. With the terror attacks on September 11th in 2001. Works like that that are familiar. And then one that we really haven't heard in this area for quite a while, Vaughan Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem, which is a big choral and soloist work.
Now, On the Verge has got another production, and this is a tragic, as you can tell by the name, it's a God of Carnage by Yasmina Risa. Tell us a little bit about that show.
Well, the thing that's really interesting about this with this company is On the Verge is the company that's kind of been moving around Lexington with its productions. Like it did a couple of productions of Lillian Hellman plays, Little Foxes and Another Part of the Forest, that were set in Civil War era homes in Lexington, the Hunt Morgan House and the Bodley Bullock House. This is the first time they're doing a show in a proper theater, and the director, Ave Lawyer, says it's partially because the play is set in an apartment in Brooklyn, and that would be kind of expensive for them to do.
And bring the audience with them, too.
Yeah. Right, yeah, so the tickets would just be prohibitive. But it is a sort of a play that kind of explores how people can devolve from what we consider civilized society into our baser instincts pretty quickly, and that's what's really intrigued them about it. The twist with this play is it's a play that involves two couples, and there are real-life couples playing the couples in the play.
Rich Copley, thanks for those thoughts.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's going on this weekend by going to the WEKU website. It's on our go to the events calendar at weku.fm. Also, this weekend's events are listed in the Lexington Herald Leader in Friday's Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.